The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
We're up to 81 degrees in Hudson Square, a partly cloudy sky. And the temperature is just going to zoom from here. More dangerous heat today. WCBS meteorologist Dan Pitanowski, what can we expect?
Yeah, that's right, Tanya. Already up to 81. The heat index already up to 85. And temperatures and humidity levels will only continue to climb throughout this Saturday. We'll get up to 92 for the high this afternoon, but feeling like closer to 100. So if you have outdoor plans or have to be outdoors throughout the day today, try to take as many breaks as you can in the shade and the air conditioning. Obviously, stay hydrated with plenty of water. There could be a few spotty thunderstorms around later today as well. And the heat and humidity will continue right on into tomorrow, with a high topping out at 94 tomorrow on Sunday.
Meteorologist Dan Pitanowski, thank you. Dan will be back with more on our forecast. The NYPD has resumed the search this morning for two teens who vanished after getting dragged underwater by a big wave at Jacob Riis Park Beach in Queens last night.
Witnesses say two teenage boys disappeared in a wave. Lifeguards went off duty at 6 p.m. The NYPD says 911 calls started coming in just minutes later around 6:03.
When officers arrived, they were met by numerous beachgoers that said that there was a wave that came in. The teens tried to jump up to kind of slice the wave. The wave was extremely high and it went on top of them and sucked them over. We think that it might be a riptide, but that's still under investigation.
Officials say the two teen boys, ages 16 and 17, did not reemerge. Now, the NYPD, Federal Park Police, FDNY, Coast Guard, and OEM are all working together.
CBS 2's Alice Gaynor. New Jersey transit trains are running on or close to schedule after riders suffered through delays for the third time this week. NJT says it's as frustrated as its customers following Amtrak overhead wire problems at Penn Station, New York yesterday.
Waiting in the scorching hot heat while the trains are running behind schedule is a New Jersey commuter's perfect storm, especially on a Friday.
Oh, a couple of hours.
Commuters like Yeshua have been braving the heat at Hoboken Station. He says he left Penn Station to try to figure out a new way home and hopped on the path.
You're just sitting and pretty much basically you try to reroute yourself. You know what reroute is? I mean, yeah. I try to move another way, like I go 165.
But not everyone is in Hoboken by choice. Some trains were diverted here, like the one Hannah Peterson was on, going to Central Jersey.
My poor mom has to drive hours to get me.
In Hoboken, Marilyn Buckley, WCBS 880 News.
New Jersey bus and train commuters will get slapped with a double-digit fare hike in just 9 days. Darius Radzius reports.
NJT's board approved a 15% hike back in April and an annual 3% increase starting in 2025. NJT President Kevin Corbett says they understand the frustration of their customers plagued with delays this week.
So to the degree it's an electric issue, it could be equipment, could be the trains, or it could be the wires, or it could be some other power surge, et cetera. And that's Amtrak's responsibility. But you get on the train, you pay your fare, you just want to go from A to B. You don't care if it's New Jersey Transit or Amtrak's fault. You just want to get there. And that's what we want to get to the bottom of.
Talia Crawford, advocate with the Tri-State Transportation Campaign, says this is not the time for a hike.
This past week, there's been 5 out of the 7 days that there have been maintenance issues with New Jersey Transit, where there's been significant delays or modified service on the Northeast Corridor, and it seems to be melting down. And, you know, riders are the ones suffering.
NJT expects that the fare hike will bring in $947 million.
Critics say the fare hike hurts transit-dependent working poor.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Another hot and humid day for the tri-state area. We'll have a mix of clouds and hazy sunshine. Parts of the area could see a thunderstorm this afternoon and evening as well. The high topping out at 92 in Midtown, but feeling closer to 100 with that high humidity this afternoon. Warm and muggy later tonight, partly cloudy, the low 76. Another hot and muggy day tomorrow, clouds and sunshine. Again, maybe a late day thunderstorm, the high 94. Better chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Otherwise, rather cloudy, still very warm with a high of 87. Humidity starts to drop late Monday into Monday night. And that sets the stage for a dry Tuesday with sunshine, still pretty warm, but less humidity, the high 87. Sunshine on Wednesday, the high near 90. Right now in Midtown, already 81 degrees, a partly sunny sky. And Tanya, we're heading up to a high of 92.
Meteorologist Dan Pinanowski, thank you.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.